A military hearing for two F-16 pilots who accidentally bombed Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan continues today at an airbase in Louisiana. Major Harry Schmidt and Major William Umbach face charges of involuntary manslaughter, assault, and dereliction of duty. The hearing, which is being held at Barksdale Air Force Base in Bossier City, Louisiana, will determine if the men will face a court-martial. Last April, Schmidt and Umbach were flying together when they saw the glow of tracers from the Canadian exercise and thought they were under attack from Taliban forces on the ground. Schmidt dropped a 500-pound bomb and four Canadian soldiers died. Eight others were injured. Derek Stoffel is covering the hearing and has this update.
Part of a warehouse at Barksdale Air Force Base has been converted into a temporary hearing room. The room is only big enough to fit a handful of lawyers, an officer leading the military investigation, and the two pilots themselves, Majors Schmidt and Umbach. At the front of the hearing room, a video screen has been set up. On it, an important piece of evidence has been played over and over. It's the cockpit video from the night of April 17th of last year.
This is Coffee 5-2. I've got a tally on the vicinity.
That's Major Harry Schmidt informing air controllers that he's seen gunfire on the ground below him. His flight commander that night, Major William Umbach, makes this transmission moments later.
Let's just make sure that it's not friendly, that's all.
Schmidt asks control for permission to use his cannon to fire warning shots. He's told to stand by. Officers in the AWACS air control plane are trying to find out who is on the ground below firing weapons. But Schmidt sees more gunfire.
Okay, I've got some men on a road, and it looks like a piece of artillery firing at us. I am rolling in self-defense.
Schmidt drops a 500-pound bomb. The video display in the cockpit of his F-16 shows the explosion lighting up the night sky. Exactly 10 seconds after Schmidt declares that the bomb has hit its target, comes this critical communication from air control.
Disengage. Friendly is Kandahar.
3 minutes after the bomb is dropped, as they return to base, there's this exchange between Schmidt and Umbach.
I hope that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, me too.
In a building far away from the hearing room where the video is played, the families of the Canadian soldiers who died watch the proceedings on closed-circuit TV. Marley Leger has come from Canada to try to find out what happened to her husband, Mark. Reporters keep asking Leger if she wants to see the two American pilots go to jail for the bombing.
They need to be held accountable for what happened, if it comes out that they were completely at fault for this. And I'm keeping a very open mind going into this. Justice will be served.
On the other side of the Air Force base, the families of the American pilots watch the hearing in a different building from the Canadian families. Lisa Schmidt says it's been hard for her, too, to watch the videotape of her husband dropping the bomb. But Schmidt says on that night last April over Afghanistan, her husband was only trying to protect himself and Major Umbach from what they thought was enemy fire.
They were doing their duty that night. They weren't supported by information, and now they're being blamed for the tragedy.
Dave Beck represents Major Umbach. He says no one at Air Command knew that the Canadians were training, and that's why this accident happened.
Incredibly, even though the Canadian forces had informed the United States ground command 7 days before this exercise that they were going to be doing, that word never got passed anywhere. The pilots were not briefed on this crucial information.
The U.S. Air Force maintains that Schmidt and Umbach should have held their fire while air control tried to determine who was on the ground. This hearing will determine if the men are court-martialed. If that happens, they could each spend as much as 64 years in a military prison. Schmidt's wife, Lisa, fears that, but at the same time, she says she'll never fully grasp the suffering that the Canadian families have gone through. Lisa Schmidt says she often thinks of what it would be like to meet Marley Leger, who lost her husband.
I would say that I am sorry that Mark is gone. And I just will always keep her in my prayers. I laid next to my husband last night, and I knew that she wasn't laying next to hers, and that's a tragedy.
For National Public Radio, I'm Derek Stoffel at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana.